Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Lucy. You weren't at school today. What is the matter? I was worried about you.
Hi, Peter. It's nothing serious, actually. I just felt a bit sick in the morning, so my mom let me stay at home.
You poor thing. And are you feeling better now?
Yeah, much better, thank you. I guess it must have been the pizza that I ate yesterday. That was the reason for my bad stomach ache. I had too much. But now, yeah, I feel all right. I think I won't have to miss any more lessons this week.
But you haven't been to the doctor's office, have you? Won't you have problems at school because you missed classes? When I was ill last month, I brought a medical certificate to school.
Well, my mom called our class teacher, so I don't think there will be any problems. Besides, we don't have many lessons on Wednesdays. How was geography, by the way? Did you take a test?
Oh, no, we didn't. But we revised the material for the test. The teacher asked several people to do exercises with a map of the UK at the blackboard. And then we had a sort of contest in groups where we had to find different mountains, rivers, and lakes. The quicker the better. That was fun. And we also checked our homework and asked the teacher questions if we were not sure about the answers. You know, I feel well prepared for tomorrow's test now.
Wait a second. Are we going to take the test tomorrow? I can't believe it.
Yes. Our teacher said that we are starting a new topic next week, so we have to finish this one tomorrow. Do you need any help with geography?
If you can lend me your exercise book with notes and checked homework, that would save me hours.
I am afraid I can't give you my exercise book right now because I have to revise the material for the test myself. But if you call me in 2 hours, we could probably study for the test together.
Sounds like a great idea, and thanks so much for offering to help. It's so nice to have a friend like you.
No problem. See you later then. Bye for now.
Bye, Peter.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Lucy. You weren't at school today. What is the matter? I was worried about you.
Hi, Peter. It's nothing serious, actually. I just felt a bit sick in the morning, so my mom let me stay at home.
You poor thing. And are you feeling better now?
Yeah, much better, thank you. I guess it must have been the pizza that I ate yesterday. That was the reason for my bad stomach ache. I had too much. But now, yeah, I feel all right. I think I won't have to miss any more lessons this week.
But you haven't been to the doctor's office, have you? Won't you have problems at school because you missed classes? When I was ill last month, I brought a medical certificate to school.
Well, my mom called our class teacher, so I don't think there will be any problems. Besides, we don't have many lessons on Wednesdays. How was geography, by the way? Did you take a test?
Oh, no, we didn't. But we revised the material for the test. The teacher asked several people to do exercises with the map of the UK at the blackboard. And then we had a sort of contest in groups where we had to find different mountains, rivers, and lakes. The quicker the better. That was fun. And we also checked our homework and asked the teacher questions if we were not sure about the answers. You know, I feel well prepared for tomorrow's test now.
Wait a second. Are we going to take the test tomorrow? I can't believe it.
Yes. Our teacher said that we are starting a new topic next week. So we have to finish this one tomorrow. Do you need any help with geography?
If you can lend me your exercise book with notes and checked homework, that would save me hours.
I am afraid I can't give you my exercise book right now because I have to revise the material for the test myself. But if you call me in 2 hours, we could probably study for the test together.
Sounds like a great idea. And thanks so much for offering to help. It's so nice to have a friend like you.
No problem. See you later, then. Bye for now.
Bye, Peter.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.